right. Fun Phone Production number 92. Jeffy's Passion. Taping on the 12th. For airing on February 14th. Oh, Jeffy.
Gotta get a ruler.
Look at that nose.
Fuck you and anybody that looks like
you. Fat, 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 fat.
I heard it that time. I went to ask the last guy. Fat, 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 fat. Shut up!
Fat.
Or I'll go skiing on your nose. Now shut up.
I'm gonna use.
Knock it off!
I'm gonna use Stu's stomach as a tamp. Forget it.
Trampoline.
You blew the joke, you heffy. Yeah. All right, now quiet! Quiet! Yeah. I want it quiet.
Or the tooth fairy goes on 7 days a week. Now shut up! Please. From the top. Yes. Quiet!
Hey, Brucey, is Stu back from the post office yet?
No, not yet, Jeffy.
Well, what's taking him so long?
Relax, he just wanted to pick up our fan mail.
Right, so what's taking him so long? He shouldn't even have to go to the post office to pick up our fan mail.
Well, he should be back any minute. And here he is now. Here's Stewie. Za-da-da-da-da.
Nah, nah. Well, here's this week's fan mail. Couple of letters for you, Brucey. One from your nephew Chris, who's your number one fan, and here's another one. This one has a discerning smell of perfume.
Hey, Brucey, who's the guy?
For your information, this letter is from Vicky. She calls the line and has a huge crush on me.
What'd you get, Stu?
Well, let's see. Two letters from a couple of long-distance callers, and oh, here's a letter from Janet. She's just like Brucey's Vicky.
Boy, if you guys can get letters like that, I can hardly wait to see what I got. Let me have my mail, Stu.
Huh?
Let me have my mail.
Here.
This is it? Just one letter?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's in it. Your gas bill is due Monday.
Sorry, Jeffy.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. That's all I get is sorry. Well, I've had it. It appears that no one, not even a guy, is fond of me, or even cares enough to write a fan letter to me. So I guess the only obvious thing to do is just quit making tapes.
Whoa, now wait a minute, Jeffy, you're just jumping to conclusions. You can't quit.
Why? Do I have a lifelong contract with you? You know, I'm not getting paid for making these tapes, and the little pleasure that I get from the callers isn't even occurring. No, Stu, I'm giving you 2 weeks' notice.
Jeffy, maybe things will pick up. This was just a bad week for you, that's all.
It's those stupid tapes where you've got me singing that's ruining it, Stu. I bet you get more hang-ups on those days than any other.
Okay, Jeffy, look, you've given me 2 weeks. What if you get some fan letters between now and then? Would you consider staying?
Well, maybe. I'll have to let you know. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going home and cry.
Here, Brucey, take this.
A pencil? What for?
Because you're going to start writing fan letters to Jeffy. Think of something good.
About Jeffy.
Come on, it can't be that hard. Write him some love letters and don't sign a name. Tell him you're in love with him.
Now, wait a minute, Stu. Why can't I write to him as an avid boy fan?
Because the only way that Jeffy's going to stay is if he starts getting letters like we've been getting. Get going.
Okay. How's this? My dearest darling Jeffy, when I call Fun Phone and hear your voice, my heart throbs more than I can stand. You are really a funny guy,
and I'd love to meet you someday. You're really great. Keep up the good work. I'll love you always.
Great, Jeffy, great. Who's it signed by?
I don't know. She didn't say.
She didn't say? Well, I guess you're going to have to leave Fun Phone after all. It appears that you have an unknown admirer.
Ah, but you just said the key word, admirer. As long as the callers like me, I'm in.
But it's only one call.
Shut up, Brucey! You're absolutely right, Jeffy. We shouldn't deprive the rest of the callers the satisfaction of hearing your voice.
Right. Well, I gotta go now. See ya. La 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 la.
Stu, it's been over a month now. When are you gonna tell Jeffy that it's us doing all the writing to him?
Why should we tell him? He's happy.
But he's spun head over heels for this imaginary girl. The way he is now, if we tell him, it'll...
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jeffy.
Jeffy, Stu has something to tell you.
I do?
Yeah, Stu. This has gone far enough. And if you don't tell him, I will.
Okay. Jeffy, the fact of the matter...
Make it quick, Stu. Oh, I can't believe it. For the first time, I think I'm really in love. This girl who's been writing me has really got me going. I think I'm in love, Stu. I'm in love.
Oh, boy. Jeffy, I gotta tell you something that I don't think you're gonna like.
And you know what else she did, Stu? She gave me your telephone number, so I gave her mine. And she sent me her picture, too.
Look, Jeffy, Hey, wait a minute. Brucey, what the hell have you been doing? Whose picture and phone number did you give him?
Hello? Oh, hi, doll. Yeah, tonight'll be great. Yeah, really great. Right. Yeah. Pick you up at 6. Okay, bye. Now then, what were you saying, Stu?
Jeffy, who's that on the phone?
Gail, my girlfriend. I tell you I'm in love, Stu.
Wait. Gail! Brucey, did you... No, you couldn't have. She just called. Then how did... Jeffy, aren't you still getting unsigned love letters from a fun phone admirer?
Oh, her. Yeah, but she's just a fan. I met Gail at school. She recognized my voice when I was in the student store, and we really hit it off. Gail calls the line, too.
About those unsigned love letters!
Yeah, about those. I've been meaning to talk to you about them. I've decided not to pay too much attention to those. It's quite obvious that the admirer will never make herself known. If she really did want to meet me, she would have told me long ago. Besides, the way she writes, the grammar, the handwriting. She couldn't be more than 11 years old, 12 at the most. No, I'm handling her just like another typical fan. Well, I just came by to say hello. Gotta run. I'll be late for my date tonight. See ya.
Well, how do you like that? All the time we spent writing those letters, he had a legitimate fan all along.
I don't particularly care for the way he described those letters, written like an 11-year-old. By the way, did you remember to pick up our fan mail?
I didn't have to.
Why not?
We didn't get any.
What? No fan mail? Well, that does it. I've had it with this line. It seems that nobody cares about me anymore.
My dearest darling Brucey, I'm in love with your voice, and I love you. I love you, and I want to meet you.
Okay, Stu, I got you. Besides, what would my wife say if I brought home an 11-year-old fan with me?
Well, she'd probably say, "Why'd you do that, dear? We've got central air conditioning."
Huh? Oh, very funny, Stu. Very funny.